Okay, let's call to order the Monday, February 26th, 2024 meeting of the River Grove Water District at 17661 Hampton Road, Lake Oswego. There is no public, so I assume there is no public comment.
Since Alan's going to retrieve Sherry's binder, could we move public comment at the end of the meeting in case he has a public comment he wishes to address? Would that be okay?
Yeah. On this incredibly busy meeting, I think we can do that. Okay, approval of minutes, the regular board meeting minutes. And then if there are no objections to the executive session minutes, we could also do them right now.
Okay, so there's, I move that we approve both the January 22nd, 2024 regular board meeting minutes as well as the executive session minutes as presented.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved in by Grant, seconded by Jim. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous. General Manager, you are up.
All right. We got our invitation to apply, which is good news, from Business Oregon. So that means our project's been approved, the scaled back version, and we'll have the project and loan package. I'm working on it right now, along with RH2, and we'll want to have it done by the 4th, which gives us a week cushion if they get it and they find any errors or something that they want modified. Water well, one pump motor replacement. As you all know, the well shut down right around Christmas, and we did initial troubleshooting, and then we did more in-depth troubleshooting. So if you look at the report, the primary finding for the premature motor failure was attributed to the water quality due to silica. Other factors that we found but did not include in the motor burning out was a malfunctioning transducer, and then the motor operating into the well screening, causing the thrust bearings to wear out prematurely. Future options that the district can look at is to do a submersible-style pump and budget for premature motor failure every 5 to 7 years at an estimated cost of $30,000, or change the style of pump from a submersible to a line shaft-driven vertical pump. That is quite expensive. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I don't see a value added in that at this time. I think that the cost of redrilling a well isn't the answer either. You're talking, you know, upwards of $1 million. And the silica in the water, all water has silica. To the extent that it's causing the premature motor failure, again, that's something that the board's going to have to look at and budget for. And unfortunately, that would be my recommendation right now.
Yeah, line-driven shaft pumps are very mechanically complex. It's, yeah.
Plus, you're going to have to worry about a noise ordinance or a noise problem, because remember, they're up into the well room. So you're going to have so much more noise complaints. And you know how we get noise complaints, even just the generator operating for 30 minutes every Monday, just to exercise itself.
Well, $30,000 every 5 to 7 years is cheaper than $1 million.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But now it's on the books, we're aware of it, and it can be properly budgeted for.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be my recommendation.
And who knows, technology may come around that addresses that in 5 to 7 years, or who knows. So
yeah, make it
okay,
better.
Good. Okay.
Okay. My main focus to this afternoon is on our SCADA system. So, you know, our SCADA system's over 25 years old. I've been talking to the board about this. I've done my best to, you know, try to piecemeal different portions of it so we can, you know, continue to use it. This is just another indication, you know, with the motor that it's at end of life and it needs to be replaced. And it's going to be expensive. The control system, the integrators. I told you I didn't realize how much it varies from integrator to integrator. It's not like a logic, like a school book that you would think you could look at and integrators all follow this for this or integrate this way for like well reports or something. Everyone adds their own unique style. Therefore, it's not standard across the board, making it very, very well difficult if it's not documented. I can't find any type of documentation by the former contractor that we used on the topology portion of the systems, and that causes more money when our current contractor has to come out here. We're trying to piecemeal everything together. We're trying to press buttons. What does this go to? What does this go to? It's just not conducive to good management of our system. I have an estimated replacement cost of $400,000, but as I put in here, it could be a little lower, could be a little higher based on the preliminary design reviews. They can come out and get started on a design review for us in March and have that done in about 30 days, and we can, in fact, implement it in phases. If the board wants to go with phase implementation, my recommendation is absolutely start with well one, since that's the juggernaut of our mm-hmm. system that controls everything, and that would be the primary place to start. If we voted to have the whole system replaced, it could be replaced in about 1 year. Anticipated start date, whether we want implemented in phases or a total rehaul, re-replacement, would be March of next month of 24. So is there any discussion on that, on how the board wants to proceed?
I guess I have a couple questions. Who's they? Is this our engineer that is proposing this? Are we
our SCADA contractor, Control Systems Northwest?
Okay. So they're the ones that would do the replacement of the existing system.
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost for an estimate or a site survey?
Well, they've been out here on and about doing things for the well one to come back up. I would forecast about $20,000 for them to come out and do a design. And that design review goes toward the cost of the project.
Right. It's a credit. It would be treated as a credit mm-hmm. towards construction cost. Right.
And this year, if you look on your budget, we've already, budget to actual, we've already paid them $10,000 just keeping us hobbling along so far this year. And there's no way that I can further justify this. SCADA needs to be replaced. It also made it very difficult in trying to figure out, you see, where we just paid them. So this is not through the 20th of this month, but we're at $9,800 for our SCADA budget. And I only had budgeted $10,000 this year. So I'll have to sign a new contract with them regardless. And
Do we need to make an adjustment to our budget for that? I mean, how much room do we have in the other areas of that
category? We're doing very well. I actually looked at that. So your budget to actual, we're below on a lot of areas. We've done very, very well, like gas and oil. Just we have funds. We wouldn't have to revise our budget because that would require a budget committee meeting and votes. We can go over in that on that account classification because we have room for other in other areas where we haven't spent expected budget limits.
So is that you anticipate that being the more expensive in terms of our needs and timeliness?
I would go, my recommendation to the board, if that's what you're asking me, I would go phase implementation.
That would be my thought.
I'm thinking that too. I'd sure like to know what Larry would think about that too, though.
Do we need to make a decision this meeting?
I would like a decision this meeting.
Okay.
I mean, we can wait until March for the Eric. He's Control Systems Northwest manager for him to make... for him to give us the proposal. It was when we had well one go down and then we had the ice storm and we had all the power out. I was just dumbfounded that everything rests on well one. And luckily we got well one up that night. Or I mean, we got SCADA up that night, but had it not been brought up, I would have had to every 2 hours go to each individual well site and monitor manually the wells. And that's just not acceptable in this day and age. And you know, and
well, especially in a storm situation.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, the services that we provide.
Yeah.
Well, so, and it's all hosted locally. That's the other issue, too.
Right.
Like, you shouldn't have, if you have sensors or whatever that are located on site, that's fine. But all the controls for that shouldn't be located, co-located in the same
correct
area.
And you all have been in Well 1 when we did the recent facilities tour. I'm not second guessing what anybody did previously, but I am saying that we can do better. The electrical, you know, our router and all that is less than 2 feet off the ground. We need to like have a lot of the stuff that's no longer working in there stripped out and have a new modern system where we can monitor our well operations.
Well, that only makes sense if we're going to spend $400,000.
Correct.
Yeah.
Get rid of the junk.
And again, and why it's 400,000, remember, SCADA is going to be integrated, not well one, well two, well three, our transfer pump station. So that's all going to be part of this. It's going to be a complete new SCADA system.
Well, it's the heart.
Yeah.
It is. It's your brains. And I tell the operators, don't get lazy, because sometimes I do get frustrated when, well, SCADA's not working and I can't do the well level. Yes, you can. Take your truck and go up and read the meter. The reader board mm-hmm. tells you right there what the well level is. But this isn't a prima donna that we're spoiled. This is critical to our operations.
Yeah.
I mean, me personally, I'd like Larry's opinion on this too. He has a lot of expertise mm-hmm. in this area.
But we got to do it anyways.
Well, we got to, I mean, I think that we have Janine proceed with the evaluation and the estimate.
Yeah.
And then when they come back with a proposal, you know, we can review that and vote on what we want to do in terms of how much money we want to spend this year. Because I don't see $400,000 in our budget for the total cost of doing everything. I think Janine's recommendation yeah. of doing well one is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good approach, and you know, and Larry would still be able to put his input into the
yeah.
right.
Yeah, so I agree with that.
Okay.
So the decision is we go ahead, and you start the process in phases.
Well, starting with well one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will the evaluation cover everything, or will it just cover well one?
No, I would like to ask for it to cover everything so we know where we're yeah. going down the long
right.
road.
Yeah. That's
much more effective.
Well, we're going to need to know that anyway.
Yeah. Right.
So you may as well do it up front.
Yeah.
And then what are the deliverables going to be from them? Are they going to produce a manual and have like all the, I mean, I'd like to review what their proposal is mm-hmm. and make sure that we're getting the documentation that we need to maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the other thing I'd like to see come out of the evaluation estimate.
Right.
Is what are we getting for it besides the hardware and what they're installing on day one? And then does it come with any kind of, you know, not like a service contract, but does it come with any type of support or warranty?
Well, it
or
comes with
like
support when you hire the contractor. But again, people integrate differently. So there's, if you're asking, is there going to be a manual on how to integrate? No, there's not, because we're not integrators, nor would you want anybody from the district integrating.
That's not my question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No,
then what was your question?
My question is, is the documentation of how the system operates going to be kept? So if an integrator comes, they can look and see the work that's been done. And
yeah, we would insist on that. It wouldn't be right. like we're flying in the dark when mm-hmm. we had industrial systems. There was no passover. There was nothing kept. That's what's making it so challenging and so expensive. So.
Okay.
All right. Moving on, we're selected, good, bad, I guess it's good, for the Environmental Protection Agency's Unregulated Contaminants Monitoring Rule. The district remembers that we've been through this two other times with the EPA in 2022 and 2023. All of our samples reflected no detections for PFAS at or below. And when they tested from 22 to 23, they even went back to the lab across the United States and drilled down on even stricter standards. So in 23, we came out with no detections. That was you know, that was an accomplishment, again, because that's under even stricter rules. Mm-hmm. So they're going to, for districts such as ourselves, we're serving under 10,000 people, they're going to supply the sampling kits and the instructions. They're going to pay for the shipping, the samples, as well as the cost of analysis. We're on target for 2025 testing. They already identified the districts that that made the cut for 2024. We are not within that batch. Our batch is in for the 2025 year, and it's a calendar year period. Our production and consumption numbers based off of the recent billing. I don't have, and I'm not prepared to speak on the 10% initial finding. I'm not concerned on why our unaccounted jumped up. If I had to play Monday morning quarterback, I think some had to do with a development theft at a hydrant, but I don't have proof of that. So again, I'm just moving on, and I won't really take a serious look at this until I see April's numbers.
Before we get too far off of PFAS, I attended a seminar on PFAS, and there was a printout that I'd be happy to send to everybody. Mm. And it was a very useful, bring you up to speed on what's coming and the fact that it's going to hit hard.
Mm-hmm. It might be nice too to maybe just put that on our website, because
we do.
My point is, it's being discussed so much between numerous publications that anticipating people wanting to know.
We also did it. We have it on the website, Commissioner Patterson. We also included it last year in our consumer confidence report. Mm-hmm. I just could see where this was going. So when we modified the CCR, I said, let's get it on there. We did. We've actually had calls about our report when it first went out. Our new updated report will go out in April. But I knew that this was not going to go away. And other general managers, are frustrated in the respect that it's almost like the EPA is putting on the water districts the requirement to control this, test for this, et cetera. But we weren't the agencies that created this substance and this forever chemicals. And it seems like the companies that did, and I'm not going to name names, we all pretty much aware, have gotten out of this scot-free. And the onus now is on us, and the onus is on us to make the corrective actions when we do, if, knock on wood, if we would ever test positive. So it's a real source of frustration with water districts. It just seems somehow this could have been implemented a little bit better. But it is what it is, so we roll with the punches, and we get ready for our 2025 sample tests that we'll have to submit.
Yeah, eventually we will test positive.
I've also put this in the newsletter. I think because the upcoming April newsletter doesn't have much room, I probably will save it for the June newsletter that we've been selected as a sample site for 2025.
Yeah.
Our service line inventory, again, no work's really been done on it. We're cycling that back up next week. And as you see, there's no other data change on it. We're about 38% complete. But we're more than well on our way to meeting, of course, the November deadline. Assistance calls, 25 for regular calls, and we had one emergency call out for a water leak. We also had an emergency call out this Saturday. You all are aware that we had a residential fire on Tualatin.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So,
a brand new house.
But Wealth 3 were able to handle everything.
On Tualatin?
Mm-hmm.
That big two-story house that's been there for about 5 years.
Yeah.
The upstairs, the windows are all boarded up now.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So the police department called me about 11:15. They didn't request an initial response. I did respond just to make sure, water pressure, everything was mm-hmm. good, everything was. And they took, very efficient. The fire department always
There was
efficient.
Like eight trucks there. Those guys didn't mm-hmm. have anything else to do, I guess.
Well,
the Oswego and Tualatin Valley were there.
Yeah.
Well, and then that was it. But they were very lucky. They had the hydrant right across the street. So they
were happened to be walking the dog, and I'm going, "What the heck is this?"
Yeah, yeah, and that's a nice little hydrant there. So technically, two emergency calls up. Bi-monthly billing statement. We've had Chin revise the billing statement. This was her initiative. I think it's going to be a big impact for our customers. The billing statement hasn't been changed in years, so we're making adjustments to the statement to show if someone had like a $15 fee for whatever reason, or they, you know, had some type of an adjustment. The bill's going to show two extra lines to account for that. So when you see your bill and what's due, is actually you can follow the track of why that amount is due. She's working with Koozie, our billing system, and Moonlight, who is our bill printer, to get all that done. And we hope to roll that out for the April billing. And we're going to do a test run. They want to do one in advance. So we're going to make up a couple dummy bills, et cetera, get that to them so that when it rolls out on our April billing cycle, it's flawless. Annual budget, the final draft is complete. I didn't receive any anticipated projects from the board, so I take that no one has any anticipated projects, correct?
None other than what you recommended.
All righty.
Heads nodding.
Okay. And then training completed, self-explanatory, the employees' trainings that they've completed.
I think all of us would like to congratulate you for becoming a certified locator.
Thank you.
Does that mean you can find truffles?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we could program the machine.
Oh, yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
Probably earn a little bit more money doing that than locating water lines.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it'll come in handy, too, during the survey and that we have to do for the state. So, thank you. Financials. Only thing I wanted to address on financials is, again, if we do the SCADA, we've already talked about that. It'll be pulled from other account classifications. And remember, we only have four more months left for this fiscal year. I did project a budget, an increase in rates. So when the budget committee and the board meet in April, and remember that's when our budget committee meets, is April 22nd. I'm down one budget committee member, but I have someone in mind that kind of gives a good representation then of across the district. So if that falls through, then I may reach out to board members, but you try not to do that. You try not to have the board members picking your budget committee. Mm-hmm. You just want it to be, you know, very above board and without any type of.
Do you make it have a notice on our website?
We do have a notice on the website about needing budget committees. We actually get better response when we put it in the newsletter, and so I'll put that in the newsletter in April. I did not do a February newsletter because I only do four newsletters a year, and so the December one was so thorough that our next one isn't until April, but I will include it in the April newsletter. All the capital improvement monies have been forwarded over, except for $100,000 remaining, and I'll forward that over in May. And other than that, the budget is as reflected accurately. That's it, unless anyone has any questions for me. Oh, and then one other thing, Chair Roth. So Chin came up with the idea of customer feedback forms. So when we're out on site and we're dealing with customers or they're in here, et cetera, we thought it would be a good way to capture exactly when they're here or when we're out there. So she came up with this form. We've implemented it in December of previous year. So at each board meeting, I'll provide any cards that we've received or comments and pass those out for the board to review. So, I think you reviewed,
yeah,
but that was her initiative, and I think it's good feedback either way. Mm-hmm. So helps us, you know, hone our customer service skills. That's it.
All right. Unfinished business. How about, did you have any comments?
No.
Okay. So there was no public comment. Unfinished business. Grant, policy notebook edition.
Yeah, so I've drafted an addition to our board policy handbook entitled Section 6.3, Subsection F, Performance Management and Review of the General Manager. It describes our process and timeline and responsibilities for the general manager's performance evaluation. I've also included a flowchart and a and a revised copy of the performance evaluation worksheet. Change the letter grades to a numeric scale. Outstanding, a 5 is outstanding, 4 is exceeds expectations, 3 is meets expectations, 2 is needs improvement, and 1 is unsatisfactory. And then I also, rather than having a concurrence of yes or no, I had the board members, do a rating of the review in which they state their level of agreement with the performance evaluation. So, and then the flow chart's on the third page. So we would adopt the updated form that I attached, and it kind of has a visual flow of the process. So what I'm looking for at this point is feedback on the form, the evaluation sheet, and the written process. I'd like to take that feedback, implement in the edits, and then propose it for adoption at the next board meeting. If I do, I have my timing right with that, Janine?
Or if you all agree tonight, it can be approved tonight.
Because it's the board policy handbook and not an ordinance or whatever, we don't have to advertise a hearing or anything.
No.
Okay.
No.
It looks great to me.
The only comment I had was I wasn't sure that the flowchart was necessary.
I received feedback to the contrary of that when it was initially proposed, which is why I did the flowchart.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments?
So, Janine, you're saying we can actually adopt it today if we wanted to?
Absolutely.
Okay, I will move that we adopt the Section 6.3 sub F as drafted by Grant to the board policy book.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other comments?
I guess the only comment or point of discussion I had, and I wanted to ask the board about this, did we want to add a line in here that essentially says if the board chair is unavailable, that the secretary or the treasurer steps in to assist with the performance evaluation process? I mean, traditionally, I think the board chair should do it, but let's say someone's sick or they're out. I wouldn't want that to prevent a timely evaluation from being implemented.
I don't have a problem with adding it in there, but I think that just goes without saying in terms of how we work.
Yeah,
sure.
Because
it is stated elsewhere, so I didn't include it in here.
I think we could do it, but I think for that reason we don't have to. I think that's the broader thing that whenever the chairman's not available, then for anything, then the next person steps up. So
okay, yeah, if you guys are comfortable leaving it where it is and adopting this as presented, then. That's the only kind of question I had.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Janine, are you comfortable with this? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this allows enough time for the self-evaluation piece and kind of the necessary requirements for notice of executive session for your responsibilities assisting the board?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Great.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. It is unanimous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing
this.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Thanks. Office space for the district. Since Commissioner Magura is not here, we can just set that aside until next month.
All that was left was to schedule the pre-application conference with Lake Oswego, and that hasn't been done.
Yeah. So we'll go ahead.
Oh, I did have a question on that.
Sure.
For the drawings that RH2 produced, did we have a bill for that? For their time to draw up the preliminary plan?
Mm-hmm. It's
Was it in last month's bills or is it
this month's
bills? Okay.
These that are going around?
Go ahead and pass it that
way. Oh, you already did?
No, but that's okay. Oh. I just figured Grant could look at it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to discuss it at any point for that. I just want to review the things on it. So, thank you.
New business, we have none. So, unless somebody wants to bring up something really quick, it is 4:58 and we are adjourned.
Good work on the SCADA thing.